Welcome to a new episode of the WSP Anticipate podcast. I am your host, Carisha Trotman-Welch, Principal Engineer and Enhancement and Lean Manager. I am delighted to be joined by Dean Spear, Head of Technology and Digital here at WSP in the Middle East. Together, we'll embark on our construction industry's digital transformation, but more specifically, we'll be embarking on what this means on the road towards digital construction, and highlight how lean principles and methodologies could be a key enabler to developing the right mindset for this radical yet exciting journey. We'll discuss the challenges and opportunities that come with integrating technology into our traditional construction practices and how lean thinking can help propel us through these transformations. We'll also share insights on future trends and opportunities that are on the horizon for our very dynamic construction industry. Dean, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Carisha. Lovely to be here.
I would like to start off our conversation today with doing something quite lean and actually beginning with envisioning the end in mind. So for our audience, let's imagine a construction site where every task is optimized. Our project delivery is a lot more efficient, collaborative, inclusive, and safer with digital tools and technologies. But now, Dean, is this just a dream, or should we expect to see our construction sites reach this level of transformation in this digital era?
Great question, Carisha. I don't believe it's a dream. I think it is a realistic opportunity for us to really grasp. There are many technologies that are currently being used across different industries. And I think really it's an opportunity for the construction industry to take it forward, apply, adopt, and really see the benefit that can be driven out of our industry. There are a number of different technologies where obviously we just can't ignore machine learning and artificial intelligence. We see that as a hot topic, not only in the construction industry, but across multiple industries at the moment. However, these technologies are incredibly fast moving. At this moment in time, until the market matures and organizations move forward with a standard, it's difficult to see and apply how a technology like machine learning and artificial intelligence can be applied. It's very similar to previous technologies. It's not always the superior, quote unquote, technology that wins. It's the most widely adopted and a technology that enables collaboration both vertically within an organization and horizontally across the industry, which wins out. That said, to really come to your question in some detail, I see construction sites of the future using a layering of technologies. At the top layer, I feel the use of worker connectivity tools, so wearables, virtual reality, augmented reality, and robotic automation, so including guided vehicles, drones. These are the key enablers, especially when integrated together across the project lifecycle. We then have this mid layer, which is the digital project delivery and the BIM technologies, which we currently use today. And then underneath, the bottom underlying layer is the underlying data model that connects the dots, if you will, between the tools and processes. And it's this data, which is the golden egg, which we can then apply the AI, artificial intelligence wrapper around to really extract the value. So these technologies taken together enable workers to design, review, assure, and indeed build the final output in a connected manner. And it's this connectedness that improves productivity, quality to the clients, product knowledge to both the client and across the industry. And it's this synergistic effect, which I think brings the true value to construction site. And so from my perspective, is it a dream? Absolutely not. These technologies are here now. We just need to be bold and drive these forward in a connected manner to really deliver on the benefits which they can deliver to everyone across the industry.
I'm really glad that you've given our dreams a reality check, but I would like us to take a step back for our audience. Since we mentioned lean and digital construction, let's explain these terms for those who may not be as familiar. So when we talk about digital construction or construction 4.0, which is our industry's version of industry 4.0, in other words, we are simply referring to construction itself in this digital era, where digital technologies are an integral part of our construction processes. As for lean and lean construction, we're referring to principles and methodologies that emphasize efficiency and waste reduction with respect for people at the very core. The aim of developing a lean mindset and culture in construction is to focus on increasing productivity, innovation, and profitability. And the benefits are tangible. For our clients and owners, they benefit from reduced cost and faster project delivery. Our industry gains in improved productivity and enhanced delivery. And of course, our people experience greater collaboration, job satisfaction, and their talents and knowledge are driving innovation and continuous improvement. So back to our conversation, as you know, I myself have been eagerly learning about these technologies and coming to see the exciting benefits that our digital transformation will provide us. When I think of our clients and project owners, I can see how it provides improved project transparency, reduced risk, and enhanced project outcomes. So considering that digital construction is more than just a technological upgrade, how critical is the cultural and strategic aspects in actualizing this potential in construction?
So the cultural aspect is key to the success of any transformation. I think from my perspective, some of the key areas around digital construction, which needs to incorporate the cultural aspect, can arguably be encompassed within five broad technology areas, which in my view, we have yet to scratch the surface, at least in the construction industry. The new technologies which we are seeing being utilized in other industries, they shape and merge the lines between the digital, the physical, and the human. And I really do not believe that the construction industry has yet leveraged these in totality. So I would suggest the five broad technology areas, which we have not yet really leveraged to its full potential. IoT, Internet of Things, is the first key element. Devices that constantly gather, process, monitor data, and communicate this in real time, and communicate it to a mobile device, allowing that data to be in someone's hand, is just fundamentally key and is such a game changer for our organization. Second area, machine learning and artificial intelligence. We've already mentioned that very, very briefly, but the ability to learn and anticipate and predict with greater accuracy is fundamental in our industry. In an industry with very tight margins and very tight deadlines, having greater accuracy and a predictiveness is, again, just a huge enabler, which we really do need to invest in. Third area I would see as key and utilised in other industries is robotics and automation. So the ability to remove the subjective risk or subjective opinion even, and automating those processes with greater accuracy. Again, used within our industry, but there's so much more opportunity to really drive that through organizations and into the construction sites. Fourthly, digital twins and 3D printing, how we can deliver that imagination and creativity at speed. And lastly, again, we touched on it, augmented and virtual reality, driving and delivering those immersive environments that provide that visualization layer and wrapper around the data, providing that greater perspective and context. Independently, these solutions and these five broad technology areas deliver benefits and efficiencies. However, bringing these together is where we really start to see the synergistic benefit, and therefore really drives the need why we need to see transformation in our industry to extract the true value of these technologies.
I appreciate what you're saying because it will resonate with lean practitioners in our audience. Delivering value and leading the culture change is a core practice in lean, but considering the unique nature of digital transformation for each client, contractor, and other stakeholders, how does the integration of these digital ambitions with business strategies shape the adoption of these technologies, such as the likes you mentioned, BIM, Internet of Things, and robotics? What steps are crucial to foster this transformation towards digital construction at scale?
Digital transformation is the journey that organizations take based on where they are on the current maturity curve, but also their digital ambition. For me, I would look at it as potentially four steps. So four steps along the maturity curve, which an organization may review that it's currently at or where it wants to be. I think the first step I would suggest is where most organizations initially look at and where most organizations are and arguably would see as digital transformation as a whole. But for me, it very is much just the first step. And that's just remodeling the technology landscape. how we deliver flexibility of tools and platforms out to our colleagues, both within the corporate office and out to site offices, the construction sites. Having and giving that flexibility to our colleagues who can then work collaboratively with our clients on site is fundamental. And I think we see very many competitor organizations and collaborator partners, etc., who still haven't cracked that. And that, to me, is the first step which an organization has to address. But that in itself is just the first step. It is not, in my view, digital transformation. You then want to progress to step two, where you look to digitize the data. And again, that helps and drives huge benefit to the organization by reducing cost, driving optimization and increased efficiency. Many companies believe they have digitized all of their data. However, many organizations cannot extract that data quickly and effectively and efficiently to really leverage the value. So once the digitization of the data has really been pronounced throughout the organization, you then move to the third step, which is to digitalize the processes, leveraging the new platforms that enable innovation and analysis. And here we really start to bring the culture of innovation and digital thinking, if I can put it that way, into our ways of working. That then enables the organization to really platform itself to start looking at not only its core business, but potentially move on to the fourth step, which is, do we become or can we become a digital business? And therefore start driving platforms out to its current customers, its current clients, and actually start to engage and investigate and move into new markets and new products. So it is a very difficult journey across the maturity curve. I don't think for any one moment that anyone is thinking that this is an easy journey. The current maturity and digital ambition has to be aligned to the business strategy of an organization. And it's that that informs which digital technologies can be exploited and helps focus the transformation. An example would be of how we can use BIM, IoT and robotics, not as standalone solutions, but bring it together as a holistic solution or a factory that delivers a seamless view of data across the construction lifecycle and also between both organization and the client. So the initial step of moving in this direction is installing the key internal technology enablers like data and analysis platforms, cloud computing, etc. But it's much more important, but equally important, is instilling and educating our own staff, developing them in digital technologies and driving new agile and collaborative ways of working. Very different from the typical structures we see in many industry incumbents. It is therefore certainly not a strategy to drive with a traditional IT lens.
This is great because I'd like to pick up on a few things you've mentioned because they touch on upskilling our people's capabilities and driving more collaborative ways of working. And here is where developing, I believe, lean thinking and a lean culture not only inherently addresses the siloed nature of our traditional construction practices, but also the resistance to change that has long hindered the industry. Another thing I gathered from what you were saying is that there's no denying the importance of data analytics today. We need to be a lot more data-centric in our engineering and construction. So do you see this integration of lean construction with our digital transformation as beneficial on our journey toward digital construction?
Absolutely beneficial. Absolutely. I don't think there's any question there. I think if we look back and mention some of the key concepts of lean construction mentioned earlier, what we are aiming for is the ability to create flow smoothness and reduce variability on waste. We want to create a pull rather than a push. And what I mean by that is we get driven by the business value and outcome rather than come at it from a position of assumption. Drivers that help decrease the risk of overproduction and the use of unnecessary labor. So what does this require and how? Well, this requires data in real time. And most importantly, at hand, something I touched upon previously, that currently staff may identify an issue and then have to return to a site office to report an observation. When mobile technology we have in our hand now allows us to capture and report in an instant, that we may still have to follow that process is a legacy process and is legacy thinking. Whereas the use of augmented reality glasses, as an example, for employees to identify any issues at various stages of construction and visually compare that to the design in real time reduces both time and costs, but also improves quality. But taking this one step further, using within the geospatial mapping and GIS arena, the use of UAV drone technology for when inhospitable locations make the task not only costly but risky. All of these need to become the norm. We really do need to step away from these manual legacy processes and adopt and apply and really drive out these new technologies, which allow us to deliver that benefit. However, that does require a huge amount of collaboration across various teams involved in different tasks. But the key element is that they are all working towards one commonality, and that being that they are all seeing, sharing, and using the same data.
But as we both know, with change, we like to talk about disruption and disruptive technologies, transforming construction. So we've spoken about BIM for enhanced project visualization and collaboration. There are others such as like drones for aerial surveys and monitoring. People might also be thinking of 3D printing for rapid prototyping and construction of complex structures. But there are also some others that might not be at the forefront right now, but are starting to be talked about. There's blockchain for secure and transparent transaction and documentation. There's modular construction for faster and more cost-effective building processes. And we mentioned before digital twins for creating virtual replicas of physical assets for simulation and optimization. And the list goes on. But I would like to approach this from a different angle and ask you, we know these solutions exist, but practically speaking, how much of this is still theory and how much is truly applicable?
In my view, all of these technologies you mentioned above are applicable to our industry. That's not to say that it does not come without some challenge. The adoption of emerging technologies requires significant investment. It requires expertise, and it requires that cultural change. And that poses real challenges for the construction industry. But these solutions are here, they are credible, and they are currently being used. We see robotics used for the automation of repetitive tasks and heavy lifting in the manufacturing industry, and they have utilized these technologies for years. Robotic process automation is used within banking and finance, as an example, for ultra-fast processing of financial data. And the use of virtual reality, augmented reality, for immersive project planning, training, and design is used and promoted in the gaming industry. And we see the use of IoT for real-time monitoring of equipment in the oil and gas industry. So these technologies are here now. They can be used, and they are used within our industry, albeit sparingly. Where the challenge is bringing these technologies together. Collectively brought together in a holistic manner, these technologies can revolutionize construction. It will improve efficiency, safety, and sustainability. The challenge is bringing these together at scale and ingraining them into the ways of working and moving away from legacy thinking and legacy processes, which unfortunately are still within the industry.
So if we come back to the beginning and we talk about the construction site of tomorrow, how would you anticipate our future? And are there other technologies or emerging technologies that you see would reshape our construction projects more specifically?
So over the last decade, investments in construction technology have very much focused on the first stage of digital transformation I mentioned earlier on. So very much directed towards the core technology, utilizing and adopting technologies such as cloud computing, software as a service, alongside improved building and modeling software. And indeed, that certainly is the first stage where many organizations need to invest, and many organizations will see benefit from doing that. But digital transformation does not stop at that first stage. Investment in these core technologies are just providing the platforms for future experimentation, collaboration, and knowledge sharing. And these are the building blocks in order to integrate processes and data and help drive the innovation and competitiveness. So my view would be that no organization in our industry should rest on its laurels at this initial stage and should only invest in its initial core technologies. Once these building blocks are set, emerging technologies like artificial intelligence or 3D printing, as we have mentioned, that they will just explode. And we anticipate a huge uptake in adoption for the future. So I feel really that it's a question of how quickly an organization can move up the maturity curve we highlighted previously, aligns to what their digital ambition is. And it's that question which every organization in their industry, I think, is tackling and knows it needs to move forward, but sometimes the path is not always clear.
No doubt our audience is very much excited about what's ahead, but you did mention that the journey won't be easy. So this brings me to ask you another question and talk about some of the barriers we may need to overcome, such as the resistance to change, some of the limited awareness, skill gaps, and challenges in scaling a successful digital transformation. How would you encapsulate these challenges, Dean?
So to take the transformation step is a challenging decision, and some fundamental industry characteristics exist which do serve as barriers for us all in order to move forward. We are all aware of them, and I would argue they can be encapsulated into three areas. The first area is the delivery fragmentation, which we see a lot of in the industry, whereby we have multiple contractors with little incentive to embrace innovation, often using federated processes, even within their own organization. I liken this to a jigsaw puzzle where the pieces are not quite cut and don't quite fit, but we make them fit, adding pressure. And we just need to think a little bit more effectively and efficiently and think of the longer term rather than just the shorter term. So the first challenge of delivery fragmentation is key for any industry incumbent. The second area, which is a challenge, is partner transience. Partners are involved for short periods of time. They are driven by incredibly short deadlines and driven by incredibly tight margins. So again, the incentive to innovate and the incentive to take the long-term view has been a challenge. And then thirdly, the third area, which I think is a key challenge in the industry, is that we all like to think that what we deliver is completely unique. And whilst we like to deliver unique designs, and we all like to deliver to our client specifications for uniqueness, many of our processes can be standardized. So whilst we try to offer bespoke design, we can standardize and streamline our processes, but unfortunately, we choose not to. I think those three areas, along with the industry's traditional reliance on manual processes, focused towards on-time delivery with tight margins, it just only serves to increase the resistance to change that has hindered the rapid adoption of digital so far.
We've highlighted many opportunities that our clients, contractors, and other stakeholders should investigate and leverage to drive our transformation towards digital construction. But to summarize things, or to maybe still touch upon a burning question, how do we start? Where do we start? And besides, say, adopting a lean culture, what practical tips can we share to anyone looking to start their digital construction journey?
So firstly, I think it's important to say that digital transformation is not driven by technology, certainly not in isolation, and certainly not only driven by the technology it already has embedded. Again, I do refer back to the maturity curve we mentioned previously. The current technology landscape within any organization in our industry should only inform but not dictate the transformation journey. So at a high level, I would categorize the journey with three key success factors. First and foremost is alignment to a holistic business strategy that has clear transformation goals supported and committed by the leadership driven by the customer value. Digital transformation, much like any transformation, has to be driven by the business strategy, and that business strategy driven by customer needs and demands. Driven by technology alone is a transformation plan that is just doomed to fail. So first and foremost, align to a holistic business strategy. I would then say secondly, we need to build a model and the capability to develop and deploy digital talent within an agile framework within the business units in an organization. It needs the ability for people to readily adopt and scale and not be in a vertical silo. Now, there are several models that exist, sometimes titled using citizen developers or business technologists or fusion teams. Whatever the title may be, it is essentially bringing engineers, the experts in the industry, with the technologists together and working as a focused team to drive effective efficiency using new digital tool sets and innovative tools and ways of working. It certainly is one such model I would favour, and it keeps the value and innovation within business units and not in a deep technical silo. Thirdly, develop and implement the data platforms, the underlying distributed data platforms that allow us to democratise the innovation and the data out to everyone in the business, to the point where people can evangelise the data. This is still the golden egg, in my view. It's how we utilize the data, how we capture, how we extract the value from that data. So on a practical level, what does this mean? This means close partnerships with key business unit leaders within your organization who understand their business and their customers. The business units will put their customers at the center of the transformation journey and will help formalize the digital strategy, the transformation goals, and the overall digital transformation roadmap. And it's this roadmap that drives the targeted improvements and prioritizes the technology and operational enablers, which mentioned previously. So the data, the tools, and the talent, our own staff. And it's key that this is then prioritized and implemented in the underlying organizational structure that helps drive continual innovation. This task in itself is significant and should not be underestimated. Importantly, it delivers great value and focus that reduces the risk of the organization chasing its tail on low-value initiatives and just looking at the next thing that sparkles for a fear of missing out. If we return to an earlier point on artificial intelligence, we see artificial intelligence publicized widely. It's essentially linked to every facet of everyday life. Yet often, at the moment at least, we don't understand the question we are seeking AI to provide an answer to. So we need to be driven by a core business strategy that drives a transformation roadmap that seeks to apply the right digital technology for the right process to the right client at the right time.
After what you said, Dean, there's no doubt I think our construction industry acknowledges that we need to achieve higher levels of efficiency, productivity, and sustainability. But a new perspective that I hope our audience has gained is that this journey is one of growth and transformation for our people. And there's no need to let our fears consume us in this digital construction era, but rather we can start small and focus on our people's personal digital transformation, where maybe Lean can certainly help propel us and adopting a customized digital construction strategy as a roadmap towards what's ahead will help us get there. Any other thoughts?
I would agree. I would absolutely agree. I think the construction industry is forecast to grow throughout the GCC at least at 5% per year between now and 2029. Therefore, the opportunity to invest in digital is now. It's not something we should delay. It is not something we should see as just for the future. The future is now. The future is what we want it to be. And in order to drive digital now and really build the built environment for the future, we really need to leverage the emerging technologies and embrace the transformation.
Thank you so much, Dean, for joining me on the podcast today and for sharing your experience and valuable insights with our listeners. And to our audience, we thank you for listening all the way through. Please leave us a comment if today's episode has sparked your interest. And do not forget to join us on our very next episode.